The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
It is a sure sign of summer that we're talking about summertime events, and a lot of them are back this year, including Art on the River. Trina Avedisian on the line to tell us all about what's happening this weekend. Good morning, Trina.
Good morning, Paul.
What an exciting weekend coming up, especially, I think a lot of pent-up demand to get out and have fun, isn't there?
Well, that's what everybody's telling me, and people are messaging on Facebook and sending emails, and they want to know if the event is going to happen, and they're really excited to have it happen. There's a guy actually coming over from the west side of the state just for this. He said he was very interested in the event and extremely interested in our headliner band, Tommy Castro. So he's going to make the trek on over here and check it out.
That's fantastic. That's what we like to hear, isn't it?
Yeah. I was really excited. His email was really cute the way he put it. He says, I'm very interested in your event. I was like, oh, cool.
Well, that's great. A lot of people are. I want to take us back to the beginning. Where did this all come from, the idea of doing Art on the River? How long have you been doing this now?
Well, if you don't count last year, because we didn't do it last year, this is 10 years. So it all stemmed from the fact that a whole group of people in the community decided they wanted to do something, and that's where the name Citizens for a Vibrant Community came from. And it was during a time when Port Huron was kind of having a rough time and things weren't going so well. So we kind of sat down and tried to figure things out. We attended a few meetings in the community that we thought might help us get a direction. We tried a few other things at first, and we weren't really getting anywhere with it. And then I mentioned that my mom is an artist, and she had always said that there wasn't really anywhere in Port Huron to have an art fair, or they weren't really having art fairs where she could display her art. Well, she's since moved to Florida, but I thought, well, you know, that's kind of fun, and maybe we could do an art fair based on what my mom was telling me. So we tried it, and it worked out pretty good.
It has moved from the Black River to the St. Clair River. You've got just a prime location there at Kiefer Park now, don't you?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, that's great. Besides the fact that we're on grass, which is a whole lot easier on everybody's feet, it's beautiful view. You can't even beat that view. It's amazing. And there's lots of room there, so everybody can walk around and spread out and have a good time in the park. And there's plenty of parking around that area, as where we were a little bit landlocked when we were over there by the Zebra Bar. There wasn't as much parking, so people had to kind of walk a distance to get there. Where we're at now, there's tons of parking all the way around there, so it's not that hard to get to.
I want to talk about the other things going on. Let's start with the art. How many artists do you have coming for the weekend?
Well, I just got a report from our exhibitor chair, Courtney, and Courtney has reported that we have over 50 artists coming.
That's fantastic.
I know. I almost fell out of my chair when she said that. She's so excited she can hardly stand herself. So she said 48 as of last night, but she has six more that are coming or said they were coming. So we're guessing probably about 50, a little over 50.
Oh, that's great. And who's your featured artist this year?
Our featured artist is Cecil Williams. Cecil has been an artist in the community for a long time, and he does amazing glass work, but for us, he's doing the painting. Every featured artist has done a painting for us over the last 4 or 5 years now. I think it's going on 5 that we've had the featured artist. So we always are left with a beautiful piece of art that we can share with the community.
Oh,
those pieces of art are for sale. So
there you go.
Somebody can buy them if they want.
And music is a big part of Art on the River too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've been likened to a mini Arts Beats and Eats. People kind of say that to us. So I've never been to Arts Beats and Eats, so I'm not sure what that means. But there's been people that have actually said that to us. And the music is a lot of fun. This year we're going with a blues-themed groups of or bands, you know, and we've got some really talented people coming up. We have switched things around a little bit. Traditionally, we have done bands on Saturday afternoon and night, and then Sunday. But we decided to go Friday night with bands, Saturday. And then on Sunday, we have like acoustic artists that are going to show up and play around in the park.
Well, that sounds great. I'm just picturing Sunday afternoon. You know, it's going to be a nice day. You're going to be right by the river. You're going to have some nice, easy music going. That sounds just perfect.
Yeah, yeah. The acoustic guys are really fun, and they just can show up with their guitars and throw down their hat and play. And we have a guy that does calypso music, and he said he's going to show up kind of earlier on Sunday morning, and then some other people are showing up with their guitars. So it's going to be really beautiful.
Who are some of the performers we're going to see this weekend?
Well, on Friday night, we're starting with Roadside Rick and the Breakdowns at 6 o'clock. And everybody who knows anything around here knows Roadside Rick, so that he'll be a lot of fun. Then we have Michael May and the Mess Arounds coming from Detroit. And we have the Jeff Hoagland Band. And Jeff plays all over the place. I mean, he plays down in Detroit, Ohio, so he travels. So we're excited to have Jeff. We've had Jeff at Art on the River before, so it's going to be really cool having Jeff back. And then on Saturday at 3 p.m., we start with our favorite jazz singer, Sheila Landis. Sheila's coming up from Detroit, and we love her. She's beautiful. Her voice is gorgeous. So if you like jazz singing, then come on down and see Sheila. And then we have Blue Blaze playing right after her. Then I have kind of a chick crush on this girl. Eliza Neals is coming from Detroit. She's got multiple Detroit Music Awards. She has that bluesy, smoky voice like Janis Joplin, and she's going to be putting on a great show. And then we have Larry McRae coming up from Detroit as well. And Larry's been playing blues down in Detroit for a long time, and I understand that he's toured with several people like B.B. King and people like that. And so Larry's going to be awesome. And then finally, we have Tommy Castro and the Painkillers coming, and they're flying in from California, actually. So they're going to be, that's going to be really, really quite a show. It's something you have to be there for.
Absolutely. Bring a lawn chair or, you know, blanket or something, spread out and enjoy the music. Where can people look at the lineup online? Do you have a website or a Facebook page or something like that?
Yep, we have the, we do have a Facebook page, Art on the River, and then we also have our website, which is artontheriverph.com, and that one, there's plenty of information there, including, and I know people are probably going to be thrown off a little bit, there's some heavy-duty construction going on McMoran Boulevard, and we kind of give a description of how to get to the event site there. We're kind of encouraging people to park on Fort Street and in surrounding parking lots, and then the directions on how to get to the municipal office parking lot on the south side of the city building by coming down Grand River. So they're not blocked off from the event site just because McMoran is closed right now.
All right. So you just have to kind of work around that, but it'll be well worth it once you get to Art on the River.
Oh, yeah.
The music Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What about the artists themselves? When are they going to be opening their booths?
They're opening their booths tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., and they'll be there probably till dark, and then the same on Saturday. They'll be there from 10 till dark, and Sunday 10 till 6 when we close the event. And, boy, I'm telling you, I was looking at the pictures of some of the artwork that they're bringing. We have some amazing artwork coming. I've got to say there's a couple guys that do maritime paintings and line drawings, and it's gorgeous stuff. This one guy, his ships look, I thought they were like he was a photographer. They're that realistic.
Wow.
So, and then, of course, we have pottery, and we have a girl that does little fairy gardens, you know, little tiny fairy gardens. There's a woman that hand paints T-shirts, some jewelers. We have a couple of them returning. Donna Peterson's coming back with all her gemstones and things like that, and it's just going to be so cool.
It is going to be cool. So good to have this event still going on. I know that people really missed it last year. Glad that it's back this year. We look forward to it. And thanks, Trina, to you and all the Citizens for a Vibrant Community for putting this on.
Well, I have an amazing team. I've got to tell you that these guys, we have a core group, and Dawn and Beth, and poor Beth has been doing food vending, and she's getting She's getting a lot of fun with that.
No, I didn't even
and
ask
Jim
you about
Somerville
the food.
She's done a wonderful job with the bands.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even ask you about the food. What do we got to eat this weekend?
Well, we have Jamaican Jerk is coming back. We love him. And we have, I'm not sure what the guy's name is, but he does Greek food. And we have Eli's Eats in the Streets. He's going to show up on Friday and sell there, but then he had a couple other events, so he's got to roll out for Saturday and Sunday. But we've got a ice cream vendor, and we have a hot dog vendor, so there's plenty to choose from.
Kiefer Park, the place to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Trina, thanks so much for telling us about it. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I thank you for having us on. We really appreciate all your help.
We'll see you out there. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep. Thanks. Bye.